will be offered by Pastor Lance Fricke from Triumphant Church in Independence. He's the guest of the Senator from Buchanan, Senator Johnson. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Caden Cruz from Bettendorf.
Let's pray. Father, we come to you today in that wonderful name of Jesus. We thank you for your great love, your mercy, and your kindness that are never failing. Father, as we pray for this Senate, this body of government that you have ordained and instituted for the good of people, Father, we ask that these senators recognize they stand as ministers for you, for the good of people. Father, we pray that you would grant them a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, and they would know the hope of their calling as your ministers in this civic arena. Father, we surround them today with our faith and with our love. We thank you, Father God, for their families and marriages and communities. And Father, we pray your abundant blessings upon each and every one of them and upon this great state. We give you thanks for all that you've done in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 2262, Senate File 2267, Senate File 2307, Senate File 2313, Senate File 2314, and Senate File 2371 to the Committee on Appropriations. The chair also refers Senate File 2094, Senate File 2181, Senate File 2297, Senate File 2334, Senate File 2387, Senate File 2369, and Senate File 2393 to the Committee on Ways and Means. There is business in the well. The Secretary will read.
The House has on February 24, 2020 passed the following bills. House File 2197, a bill for recommending the Medical Residency Training State Matching Grant Program Rural Rotation Requirement. House File 2219, a bill for recommending the responsibilities of guardian ad litem for a minor child. House File 2221, a bill for not granting a licensed health professional member of the local board of health. House File 2222, a bill for not granting determination available to mental service in the state, including the value in pursuing a Medicaid institution mental disease waiver, including effective date provisions. House File 2236, a bill for not considering fees charged for examining copying public records relating claims for veteran benefits. House File 2238, a bill for not relating to regulation of food sold by minors. House File 2308, a bill for not relating the definition of meeting and public notice requirements in the open meetings law. House File 2310, a bill for not removing the requirement to obtain a permit for vehicles, combination vehicles, exercise, transporting divisible loads of hay, straw, stroller, bag, livestock, bedding that meet certain width, height, and length requirements. House File 2312, a bill for not removing a certificate of eligibility affidavits for admission to the Veterans Home.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Zahn, seek the floor?
Mr. President, would it be in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
This is just a reminder about our dinner tomorrow night. For us friends, and Senator Doxler and I have talked about this before, and I just got a text message from the restaurant, Christopher's, which is in Beaverdale, wanting to know a number. So I just wanted to remind everyone if they could, you know, come to me or send me an email if they plan on attending. I told him I'd have him an answer by 10 a.m., and I encourage everyone to do that. It has been brought to our attention that obviously this Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and I've been assured by Christopher's restaurant that there will be an excellent fish choice as well. So I just really encourage everyone to go. Like I've said before, you'll be on your own in regards to payment of your food and drink. There'll be several choices for you to eat. It's one of the best restaurants in Des Moines. It is traditional Italian like we had. I thought it went well last year at that same location, so Senator Doxler and I decided that we'll just try that again. So if you could get you or get me the information that you plan on attending, I'd be very much appreciated. Thank you very much.
For what purpose does the Senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. With me today, you'll notice I have two great young ladies here helping me out today. You all know Caitlin already, but today I also have with me Becca Scrivener, who is with the Iowa Youth Congress. She is a freshman at Iowa Connections Academy, and she is here today to help me out, and I would appreciate it if you all could give her a warm Senate welcome.
Seeing no other senator seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republican will caucus at noon in room 22, and I move the Senate recess until 12 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is in recess until noon.
Democratic caucus immediately in room 24. Democratic caucus